Hi, this is inspirational speaker Wambui Bahati, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS.com.
Good evening, everybody. We're coming in a little bit late, but the show is going to be very exciting. My paradigm shifter this week, my name is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters, which are people who are shifting the collective somehow and helping us through this incredible time of change. This week is Caroline Corey, who is the author of The Divine Plan Beyond 2012. And Caroline has had the ability to perceive the movements of the universe and other universes all her life, and she's here to make sense of what's happening out there and how can we empower ourselves with this knowledge of the universal energies. I think that's probably a good thumbnail. Welcome, Caroline.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me, Veronica.
Oh, I'm excited to hear your perspective of things. Now, what does this mean, the energy flows of the universe? Where would you like to start?
Oh, my goodness. Where do we begin?
Who is God and what is love? How's that?
Oh, my goodness. Okay. this is a huge question, obviously. I try to explain a lot of these concepts in my books, really, because I have to explain a little bit that all of the information that I have out there came from my personal experiences. As I expanded my consciousness, I was tapping into really faraway places within the universe. And, of course, at the time, I had no idea what was going on.
This is as a small person?
Certain experiences started as at the age of five. But it was much later on that I really began to realize that something very extraordinary was happening. Mm-hmm. And that was more about 10 years ago. And around the year 2000, things really accelerated, and I began to have very powerful experiences of the universe, or should I say universes, because my consciousness was expanding and expanding, and I didn't realize that I was actually connecting with the core of this universe. And I was tapping into tremendous energies and understanding certain things and concepts firsthand. In other words, these were not experiences that were shown to me by other beings or things that I had read about. I was basically merging with certain aspects of the universe and understanding fully and completely what that reality was about. Hmm. And
it's not channeling, it's actually being attuned to and a part of it, is it not?
Absolutely. This is not channeling where an outside entity or energy kind of comes through and, you know, kind of explains to you or shows you or speaks through you. It's nothing like that at all. It was my own awareness that was expanding and expanding and merging, like I said earlier, with the information. So when you merge with something, it becomes one and the same. You become it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there is no differentiation. And if something is happening within that thing that you're merging with, whether it's a galaxy or a universe or a planet or whatever, you know what it is because it becomes part of you. And so from that place of knowing, full knowing, I realized that I was the way I was tapping into things was extremely powerful and real. And
different, actually.
I think people sometimes do that. Maybe they don't realize what's going on, you know. I think maybe what was different was the massiveness or the locations that I was tapping into or the areas that I was tapping into. And it's more the size or the massiveness of information that I was tapping into that I think may be quite different.
How did you handle that? Like, how does a person tap into massive information and stay attuned as a third-dimensional being and still function?
Good question. It was very, very tough. And I have to say, you know, Veronica, we do so much work on ourselves, and we ask to know this and expand and know the universe and understand the universe. And when these things start to really happen, believe me, the first thing that clicks, you know, that shows up in your consciousness is fear, is, mm-hmm. oh, my God. And then it's denial. No, it didn't really happen. Did I just see this? Did I just feel this? This is just tremendous. And so if these experiences intensified and they were recurring every single day for a period of 1 year.
Oh, my.
So it was really, really, really extraordinary and quite difficult because I didn't have kind of like another earth teacher or mentor or, you know. And the experiences were so, again, massive. I don't know how else to describe it.
Were you totally alone at the time? Are you in partnership or how did you balance out?
Actually, I had just finished a job. I was working as a freelancer, so I was taking time off. So I was kind of spending time at home. That was quite convenient. And I was in a relationship, and but it was kind of, I think it we were just my partner didn't really understand.
You ran up.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what was going on, but. And I also, when I was going through these things, I wasn't quite sure what to share with him. You know what I mean? It was like I had to kind of understand what was going on for myself before even saying anything. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I would share certain things, and he would say, oh, okay, that sounds good. You know, I think it was so beyond us and me at the time that it's almost like I had to just hang on and get through it to even understand what was going on. So it was very, very, very difficult.
Was it hard on your body? Did you feel body pain and so on?
It was everything, Veronica. It was like a training of some sort where at some point it was physical things, physical experiences that I was having, pains and aches and dizziness and stomach things, you know. But at the same time, as I was having these experiences, I was being taught how to reverse them, you see. So they were serving a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was mental thing. I was thinking, I was experiencing that I was going crazy or something. Or that I was bipolar. Or I was pretty much experiencing all sorts of difficulties. And pains physically, mentally. I mean, it was really all over the place.
So you were really totally being rewired. Right?
Exactly. But it was really very drastic, and it was every single day for a year. And it was very, extraordinary because in between these wiring exercises, I was also experiencing my vision had expanded tremendously. And I would see subtle energy. I would see the spirit beings, the different types of being on the earth, beyond the earth.
Were you already an intuitive at this point?
Well, I think, like I said, since I was a child, on and off, I thought I was, I don't know, like psychic or intuitive or something like that. But I never really paid attention to it. I never thought I was, you know, anything special or... You know, it was on and off, so it kind of kept me interested or paying attention, you know, throughout the years, but I never really thought of myself as anything one way or another. I was just kind of going along the ride, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more when these experiences intensified in the year 2000 that I realized that this was something very, very unusual and strange.
Well, let me ask you this, and I think this is a really kind of a cute question because we all ask this kind of question. Who was doing that to you?
Well, actually, it's several things. And first of all, I was doing this to me from another perspective, which is the aspect of Source. I was actually opening up my channels back to the connecting to the center of the universe, which is the source of creation for this universe, because as I started to tell you earlier that there's hundreds of thousands of universes revolving around a central universe, and then it goes on and on and on. So By the way, I have these drawings and these roadmaps in my books, you know, for people to have a sense that I did, you know, bring this in a clear manner eventually. But at the time,
these books, incidentally, for everybody, are The Visible and Invisible Worlds of God and the Divine Plan Beyond 2012. And there's one more that I don't.
It's God Among Us.
These are absolutely amazing books, and I have 92 sticky things sticking out of all these different pages. So you're going to talk. I'm not going to flip my book all the time.
Yes. And so you're asking who's doing this. So anyway, just to kind of I wanted to kind of share the framework a little bit within which I was working really at the time. But so it was more the energy at the center, at the core of this universe that I was tapping into, and there are certain beings that were helping me actually with this. So the aspect of me that was still at source, which is at the center of the universe, was kind of guiding the aspect of me that's here on the earth plane with this readjustment and all of these mind reorganizations. The thoughts had to be reorganized in a certain way.
Do you think we all have those aspects of ourselves with source and with...
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Not just at source, some individuals have their different aspects and throughout the universe, and some of them are more connected to the galaxies. I mean, everybody has a different lineage. But in my case, it was this way, and so I had kind of orchestrated this for it to come through with the help of other beings that are part of my lineage. I recognized who they were. And they were helping me kind of to stay focused and kind of not go crazy and check myself in somewhere, you know.
You just knew them, did you? Did you just knew them intuitively?
No, I could actually see one of them, and again, it's not this immediate recognition. I would see the being first. I would feel a sort of kind of a resemblance or resonance with them, as if we were one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was this sort of thing. And eventually I remembered who they were and how I was connected to them and things like that. And so this whole thing was necessary, I think, for me to reorganize my mind, really, and kind of separate the human mind from the divine mind and open up my channel this certain way, so that they are matching very specifically the grids, the new grids of the earth plane, of the galaxy, and the universe. And this is a very, very complex thing. When we say channels, it's not just those meridians and the chakras that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's our energy field is actually extremely complex and way, way, way beyond what people have explained so far.
And that's why I asked you who's doing this, because your books explain so much about source and God and things that we are trying to compute, aren't they? And it's really wonderful.
Yes, yes, indeed. And so anyway, okay, so going back to who's doing this then.
Yes.
So those beings were helping me with this training, but really it was ultimately to open these channels so that they match the universe, so that I could have direct access to the center of the universe where Creator is. There mm-hmm. is a Creator that you basically, I mean, can tap into once all these your channels are opened up and aligned perfectly. And so I eventually was able to tap into him, and I say him because, you know, lack of a better word, but it's really there is an energy that at the center of the universe that is pure light. Of course, it's very, very, very complex, and we're not going to get into those details here, but to say that this energy is personalized in what we call the Divine Father, and then there is another energy also at the core of the universe that is personalized in what we call the Divine Mother. And so the Divine Father is the original creator of all that exists within this universe. Mm. And so once all my channels were opened up and perfectly aligned, I basically tapped straight into his energy. And that is what merging with Creator. That is having direct access to Creator while here in human form. That is the trick. And this has nothing to do with, you know, going out of body and time travel. No. You are very much in your body, very much, and this is actually a very important purpose, to stay in your body, in the human consciousness, to tap into the merging, going back to the merging experience, merging directly with the Creator. It is possible, and to bring back that energy through you, here in human form. I mean, it is extraordinary.
Hmm. And it's a part of your...
Doesn't it sound like it?
It is extraordinary. It's just a mammoth comprehension, isn't it, for a lot of us. What I'm wanting to rephrase here, so it's as if you're aligning with the energy interactions so that you can actually be a part of that incredible grid or network.
Yes, it's you see, the human body and the human brain actually is the channels, the tiny little circuits in our physical brain and our physical body and in our cells are the exact replica of the earth grid when we are here in human form and the universe, because we're born in this universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so it's almost like we have embedded within us the exact map, the roadmap of the universe. And
mm-hmm.
so, but because we are never trained, nobody tells us how to point our energy or focus our energy or open our channels, you know, our circuits when we are here in human form are just kind of like a mess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going anywhere. They're not pointing anywhere. They're just kind of this big ball of, you know, mess, you know. And while if we learn how to open and straighten up, you know, these energy channels and these circuits, they are the exact replica of the circuits of the universe. So it's almost like you become part of all of the circuits so that you can pretty much tap into whatever information you want within the universe.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
It sure does. And what I wanted to ask you, is it relevant to find out what our... You know, we work about with our lineage as Earth people, but is it relevant to find out about our lineage as soul beings? Because you were talking about some are wired to be star beings,
right.
Some are wired to be, meaning that we have compatible energy information with these different sources.
Sure.
Am I right?
Sure, absolutely. The way this works is everybody, all intelligent life is created at source. This is the beginning of everyone. But there are hundreds and thousands of, you know, millions actually, types of beings. So there are material beings such as humans and other types of beings that live on different planets, but they are non-human. There are star beings, there are light beings, there are divine beings, there are teacher beings, there are angel beings, there are archangels, on and on and on. So
mm-hmm.
whatever type being you are, you still originate at source.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you are a material being, for example, you are then transported into a planet where, you know, you can grow, you can create your reality and start to interact, you know, with the intelligence of that particular planet. If you're a star being, you are then transported to a star system, and then from there you grow your consciousness, you expand your mind. If you're a type of light being, it's that, you know, you go, you're implanted or transported to a galaxy where you can then begin to expand your consciousness and merge back with source, etc. So.
And my understanding as I was looking through some of this material was that whatever, say I'm a star being or a light
yes.
being, I think a light being you told me one time, that means that I run a certain kind of awareness and intelligence which matches that particular route,
exactly.
like personality or like astrology or something.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with astrology.
No, I meant it was sort of like having a defined... patterning.
Yes, it's not a pattern and it's not an archetype at all. It's more of a circuitry. It's more of a frequency. But so, for example, let's take you or whoever.
You can use
somebody
me,
like you. Okay,
I'm happy to use myself.
Okay, as an example, it doesn't have to be true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here on the air with hundreds of thousands of people listening.
Just make it sound good, okay?
I'll be as discreet as possible. But anyway, let's take someone like you who is, for example, here in human form. You appear as a human. However, the way you were originally created may not have been as a material being, because humans are material or evolutionary, the way we call them is evolutionary being. So you were a light being, but which means you could have been implanted the first time or transported the first time into a galaxy where you don't have to materialize. You don't have to take on a material body. You're just existing in a light body form, and you can grow your consciousness that way. And so now you decide to incarnate in human form. So that doesn't change the fact that originally the way you were created was a light being. But so you are appearing as a human, but your soul lineage is a light being, is a galactic being. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And the next person next door, it could have been a material being at the very, very origin as they were created at source. And now they're appearing as human. So both of you are appearing as human, but your soul lineage is completely different. And now you have beings that also are appearing as human, and their lineage is universal, which means they are extremely evolved and massive. They have massive, massive consciousness. And when they appear, see, when you appear in human form, that soul lineage allows you to connect back to the place where you came from originally, meaning the galaxies or, you know, the like I said earlier, if you were like being implanted in another galaxy and you are now incarnated, you can tap into your home, basically, which is that other galaxy, and activate that circuitry, because between the aspect of you here in human form and the original aspect of you in that other galaxy, your original galaxy, is a multi-dimensional and very complex circuitry. And as you awaken, why is it important for us to awaken in human form? Because as you awaken, you activate this circuitry. It almost kind of like it becomes active, whereas
it just happens, like it begins to open up, like your experience.
Exactly. And then when you activate the circuitry, then your entire soul lineage, beginning from this faraway galaxy, which is very, very, very evolved and massive, starts to come through the aspect of you that is here in human form. Mm-hmm. So do you see what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Is that through your awakening, you are bringing through your entire soul lineage, which is a massive and extremely evolved frequency. And so if that starts to come through you, and then the next person next to you is also awakening to their circuitry, and I'm doing the same, and my friends are doing the same, so what are we doing? Before we know it, we are bringing to the earth, to the human aspect of our being, these tremendous circuits of light from way, 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 way far, from far away within the universe, from other galaxies into the human reality for the purpose of awakening the humanity and the planet. Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does. It's exciting.
Yes. And that's why it's very, very important for each one of us on the Earth plane, regardless of who we are, where we started, it doesn't really matter, because the awakening of every single person on the earth plane is triggering an enormous amount of activation of higher frequencies within them, through them, and that is how they're awakening not only themselves, but the entire humanity and the intelligence of the planet itself.
That's very exciting.
Mm.
So what can we do to enhance that process?
Sorry?
What can we do to enhance the rate of that process or bring ourselves to getting into that process?
Well, there is, you know, of course, everybody has their own tools and their own ways of doing things. I personally, you know, use a lot of exercises. Of course, I teach a lot of these things in my teleclasses, in my classes, and in my books. There's all the books. There are some exercises that you can do things to activate those individual, you know, your own individual circuitry. But I really think that if you begin to understand that you ultimately are connected to the center of the universe, which is the energy of Creator, our Creator, as you mentioned earlier, Source, God. If you begin to activate that circuitry simply by intending to connect back to that Source, you start to open up your channels much, much, much faster.
Okay.
And, of course, at the same time as you do this, you want to let go of, you know, the fears or the blocks. So doing this simultaneously is going to accelerate and help you elevate your consciousness much faster and open up to this awareness much quicker. And so, of course, I, you know, as I mentioned, I teach these things, but there, you know, I have a CD and I do these connection exercises. If you want, we can do then one later on at the end if you would like.
I really like that.
Yeah, but this is kind of the types of things that you can do to really, really accelerate and go beyond, you know, the angels and the spirit guides that are around us are serving a great purpose. They're helping us. Honestly, if you ask them, they will say the same thing. Your work will go much, much, much faster if you learn how to raise your vibration and align your frequency, align your circuit with Source. That is the fastest and most powerful way to awaken and activate your channels.
Mm. Well, I'm going to jump a little bit so that we won't run out of time. I want to talk about the divine plan, because to me, I didn't read the middle book, the
God Among Us.
Yes, the God Among Us, but I read the Invisible and Visible Worlds of God, and then in the divine plan, you talk about how, well, you know, how it's going to come together by 2012, and how does the evolution of the entire species look? That's very exciting material, isn't it?
Oh yes, it's. Actually, in my book, I have to say that it really begins now, as I've been speaking, you know, for the last half hour, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
It's about now. It's not about so much 2012, really, because every effort that you make now in awakening and activating your circuits and opening up your energy channels, you would be participating and really co-creating the divine plan with the divine order right now, today. And so in my book, I mentioned 2012 because 2012 is a kind of a turning point on many levels. But the work begins now, and it goes, it's really a multidimensional experience, and it goes way beyond 2012. In the book, I go 250 or 300 years past 2012. To explain, as you mentioned, how the species is going to look, not physically necessarily, but in terms of energetically, how it's going to be rewired completely, but also how our entire reality is going to be shifted. Speaking of shifters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Paradigm shifters.
Paradigm
there
shifter.
You go. It is a multi-dimensional experience. And so in the book, I speak about what to do from now until, of course, all these changes, as these changes are happening, and to explain that each one of us are part of this plan and instigating this plan as we speak. That's the one very important point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I speak about the multidimensional aspects of this plan, that there are very highly evolved divine beings of universal consciousness. We spoke earlier about this, which means that these beings are able to expand their consciousness to the size of the universe. This is tremendous. And while Earth has been visited many times by such masters, you know, that we know of as the ascended masters or the descending masters or what have you, now, at this time, on the Earth plane, there are many beings that have this massive consciousness that are awakening, that have landed. They have arrived, they are here, and some are still yet are still coming. And this is an unprecedented event because it's almost like the reprogramming of the entire planet is taking place with the emergence of these very, very unique individual beings, universal beings. And so these beings are really ushering the new age, and they are going to be able to help reformat, reconfigure the Earth grid and kind of a formula, if you will, back to its original blueprint, because it was obviously dissociated from source, you know, without getting into those details. But it will. They were here to reinstill the original blueprint, divine blueprint of the planet and the species.
Well, you know, the question I have to ask of that is that why would it be back to the original and not an evolved blueprint?
Oh, no, no. What I mean by original meaning we're not going back anywhere. This is not, I'm glad you brought this up, actually. That's not what I meant it in, you know, the semantics are so difficult sometimes, they get you in trouble. But let me clarify this, and I'm very glad you explained that, you asked about that, because some people also think, you know, we used to be so advanced in the times of Egypt, or the Mayans did this, or the Atlanteans did that, or, you know, Lemurians. But and then we are going back to those times. That is not the case. What these events show us is that there has been a much more evolved civilization on the Earth plane before this one, and therefore it is possible to have it again. But we're not going back to those places. It doesn't make sense. Do you really think that the divine intelligence, the divine order that creates planets and universes and galaxies and species, you know, cannot move a species forward, that we have to go back to a place, you know? So we are always evolving forward. We are always moving forward. Mm-hmm. But what I mean by the going back to the original divine blueprint is the frequency of the planet, the way it was positioned in relation to source. What happened was every planet and every single planetary system, solar system, galaxy that exists within this universe is perfectly aligned and perfectly connected with source. And what happened was 200,000 years ago, Earth became more isolated, and, you know, without getting into those details, but with this isolation, 200,000 years of isolation created the reality that is no longer kind of part of the divine flow. And so what's happening now is we're bringing back this energy, the planet, to the divine flow. So in that sense, we're bringing it back to the divine flow, so that it is connected back to source energy in a direct way.
So the healing is more of the reactive energy flows that have been in the grid.
Sorry, say that again.
The healing is more of reestablishing the flow instead of leaving the reactive energies or the limited energies that have been remaining from our activities. Right?
It's a little bit of both, and it depends on what level you are speaking. But in that, yes, it is about focusing on bringing the flow back and simply invoking. That's why I mentioned earlier, connecting to source, reconnecting to source, aligning with source. That's all that we are really, really doing. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense, yes, it is bringing it back to this alignment. However, the way the earth is going to look, the reality, the way the reality is going to look, the way the species is going to look, the way civilization is going to look is a completely brand new thing, and it's going to continue to move this entire planet and its species to a future way that it has, the way it's never been done before. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about that, and also what about the culture, universal cultures, other beings that are moving around out there? Are we going to have more and more interaction with them?
The universal beings that are on the Earth?
No, I was thinking of the ones that might be called just ETs, just because as we evolve, are we going to become, it seems like we're going to become a universal species instead of an Earth species, is that right?
Absolutely, and it's a gradual thing, but of course the layers of it's like the time-space realities are shifting in such a way. It's almost like the veils are thinning,
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to start to see much clearer, much more clearly other species or other realities and ETs and things like that. And, of course, people will be able to see subtle energy much clearer, spirit beings much clearer. And so it's almost like the veils are being lifted or being thinned out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely this will be a gradual experience. Nothing is going, you know, to happen like in one day. That's another misconception, I think, that every single thing is going to happen on December 21st, 2012. I mean, the reason is it's not that nothing's going to happen on that day. It's one thing is going to happen on that day. But the thing is, reality is so multidimensional. So to say that every single aspect of that reality happens in this one instant, that it's like doesn't make sense because it's multidimensional. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do, actually, yeah.
Yes, and so yes, opening up to other realities is going to get easier and much more spontaneous and much more natural. But of course, you know, those of us who have been aware of this for a long time will be like, yay, finally, right? But
and the intentional shifting of DNA is more and more happening now, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And so the species, we started talking about that a little bit earlier. The species is not is also gradually emerging. There are beings here that are already carrying a future formula, but the formula is being activated slowly because it wouldn't survive with the current reality, with the current, the way the Earth grid and the alignment of this grid. It wouldn't, in other words, their physical brain and the Earth grid are supposed to be a match, and because they're carrying future formulas, the current grid cannot support it, so there's a bit of a gap that's going on. So that formula, the future species that's carrying the formula, is emerging slowly and gradually, just so that, and it's perfectly synchronized with the readjustment of the grid and the whole shifting on all levels, as I began to tell you earlier. It's a multidimensional thing. It's geophysical, it's atmospheric, it's electromagnetic, it's electric, it's chemical, it's on all levels. It's, of course, governmental, it's social. And
tell me this, what about the babies being born right now? Are they able to embody these changes way more than we could? I mean, we sort of hear that, but I wondered what you think.
The babies?
Yeah, little wee children, are they being born into the evolutionary state to be able to handle a shifting?
Yes, and not all, of course, because again, this takes us back, brings us back to the question, what type of being you are, where you came from, and what your current purpose is. And so some of them are coming in with the new formula, absolutely, and they're going to open up to it very, very quickly, while others, different types of beings, can carry a different version of it maybe and will have to kind of awaken to it in a much slower pace. So it really depends on the type of being that you are, and then the way you're going to awaken to this formula and you know, your earthly purpose. So, again, you see, it's like it's so multidimensional. It's not just one answer, you know, one thing for everybody. It doesn't work this way.
How does the society look in a while? Can you give us some thumbnails on that sort of thing?
Society is, I mean, it's really whatever we want to make it, but what's going to happen is, actually in the book I give a good vision of what it could look like.
Yes, you do.
Yes, and so I think it's really very, very realistic from the perspective of, you know, the divine order. I'm sure somebody who's struggling in their daily life would be looking at this and saying, yes, right. But, however, if you are, when you are in this connection and working on expanding your connection every single day, it gets more and more and more powerful, and this reality becomes so real to you today. And a lot of people that I've been working with, you know, for several years now, are starting to live at this level now, even though, I mean, nothing seemed to have changed that much. I mean, we still have the governments and this and that, not for very long, but so what I'm saying is, you know, with the work that you're doing today, you start to realize that you are very much capable of birthing any reality that you want. And the reality that is described in this book is absolutely magnificent. I mean,
it is, yes.
Oh, it's absolutely magnificent. It's an awareness where, first of all, the humans are become a certain type of light being through this, you know, transmutation we talked about, that just their physical apparatus is completely, not the looks or necessarily, but the wiring, again, and the energetic frequency become so expanded that it becomes absolutely magnificent to be in this body, because you can feel, see, sense, merge with energy in a very spontaneous, beautiful way. So we don't have these struggles of, what, am I guided? Did I hear this right? What did my guide say? I mean, it becomes clear and effortless and joyful and really, really beautiful. So the daily interaction on the earth plane on an individual basis becomes much more beautiful. And then from that place, you start to create something that is much more evolved, in terms of family unit, and then in terms of community, and then in terms of government, and then in terms of how different governments want to interact with each other. It's just absolutely magnificent. You know what? We're going to leave it for the listeners to see, to allow them to discover this in the book. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea, because
yes,
I'd love you to do an exercise or a meditation as well.
Yes.
I also have a million questions, but we only have a little time.
I know. But so if maybe would you like to do a connection now, or
you
do
bet.
You want? I would like to just finish up though with the books. If people are still new to this information, I recommend that people go to my website first, if you don't mind, Veronica.
No, please.
Yes, the website is www.omniumfoundation.com. It's OMNIUM foundation.com. And there's a lot of information on there, and people can have a better sense of the energy that is behind all of this work. And they can read about the different books and the CD and things like that. There are articles on there. There are free prayers and things like that. And if they are interested in really understanding how this works, I recommend people, if you're new to this, begin with the first book, The Visible and Invisible Worlds.
Very activating. It really,
yes.
It was wonderful.
Yeah, that one starts to help you separate the mind channels, the human mind, from the divine mind on a subliminal level. It really, really, really works. And then the second book becomes more personal. I share a lot of my personal experiences, but it's going to help you awaken your personal soul lineage, as we spoke earlier. And, of course, finally, The Divine Plan Beyond 2012. Really, you tap into the reality that is being born and the bigger, much, much, much bigger picture of what we think the 2012 event is. It is so much more. and is absolutely magnificent. And this book has such powerful energy that it will start to awaken your role, your purpose within this plan. Why did you come here to do what? And what is your connection relationship with the divine order that is on the earth plane now? So this is for the books. And, of course, the CD is the Connecting to Source, which is the exercise we're going to do together. That is very high vibration as well, and it really aligns you with the frequency of Source, that alignment that we spoke about earlier. I realized that the reason why I was able to tap into that energy, the center of the universe, as we spoke earlier, was because my frequency was high. It was at least about my human energy field only, because there's more to it than that, was a minimum of 1,000 hertz, and then it was aligned a specific way. And so that CD and this prayer we're going to do together brings that alignment very, very quickly, and I'm saying like in 10 minutes, 15 minutes, which is really, really quick. And you can stay in that alignment all day. So I recommend people, if they're interested, they can look at the website and also email their questions. I'm very open to that. And then experience more for themselves.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, let's do the connection. I'm really looking forward to this.
Okay.
Having experienced even your CD, I really know how powerful this is.
Yes, and you know, I also wanted to mention that I have a weekly webcast, actually, and I do a lot of healing on that as well, and some speaking as well. So, as I was doing those, people were sending their comments. It really, really, really works. This people are having very powerful experiences if they simply just relax and allow. It becomes, and if they don't the first day, then it starts to get stronger and stronger and more powerful every day.
And that's on your website, the webcast is?
Yeah, the webcast, you know, on the events page, they can go on the events page and look at all the different, it's every week on Thursday, and also there's teleclasses coming up teaching all of these, this information that is in the books, because it's very massive. Again, it's very difficult to grasp, you know, in a few minutes or in an hour. So people can take a look, and then, of course, they can send their questions and comments, and then we can let them know when these classes are starting. But the events page has all the details as well.
Excellent. So we're going to run out of time, so let's get our connection done so we're all connected.
Okay, so we have, what, 10 minutes? 5 minutes?
Probably a little less, seven.
Good. All right, so let's do just a quick connection. I have no idea what we're gonna specifically end up clearing or releasing. It doesn't matter. We're gonna intend to receive exactly what we need individually at this time. And so I recommend that you be seated up straight with your feet flat on the floor. And go ahead and close your eyes for a moment. And take a deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath. Exhale through the mouth. Quiet your mind when you exhale. Again, deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath. Exhale through the mouth. And quiet your mind when you exhale. Again, deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath. Exhale through the mouth. Quiet your mind as you exhale. And we ask and intend to create a sacred space. Keep away all distracting thoughts, mind chatter, energies that are not aligned with our highest good or intent. We ask and intend that our spirit family of Source to be present with us and help us create a sacred space. Our intent is to align our energy and our energy channels perfectly with the energy of Source, our divine creator, and to bring this energy through our entire physical being. Our intent is to feel, see, sense, experience the energy of our divine creator. We ask to be merged in a safe and comfortable way with the divine source. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Now slowly visualize a ball of light coming out from the center of the universe. This is the energy of Source. Slowly visualize that this pure light is traveling through space, through the galaxy, through the planetary system, making its way to this planet. Above your location, above the room that you're in, and above your head. Keep in your thoughts that this is pure and divine light from Source. And slowly, slowly, bring this light down. It is bright, bright white light. Bring it down from the ceiling through the top of your head. Keep visualizing that this pure divine light is filling every particle inside your head, every cell inside your head. Is opening up and clearing, cleansing, letting go. Slowly, slowly bring this white light down through your throat, your neck, shoulders, arms, upper back, chest, lower back, stomach, thighs, knees, ankles, feet. And let it come out through the bottom of your feet, anchoring you down all the way into the earth. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath. Exhale through the mouth. Now slowly bring another ball of light from below you. This one is green and yellow. Simply intend to feel, see, sense, imagine green and yellow coming up through the bottom of your feet, through your ankles, your knees, thighs, lower back, stomach, upper back, chest, arms, shoulders, neck, head. Let it come out through the top of your head, connecting you all the way back to Source. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Bring your focus to your heart center. Continue to ask and intend to allow yourselves to open up and clear whatever needs to be let go of, the old programming, the lower vibrations, the fears, the worry. Simply visualize that these lower frequencies are dissolving. And at the same time, visualize that your cells are awakening, are becoming activated, and remembering, awakening their original divine blueprint. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Nice.
Thank you, Caroline. Everyone check Omnium Foundation. We'll see you next week. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much and many blessings.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
May we all be connected.
Okay.